To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his own blood, and made us a kingdom and priest to God his Father. To him be the glory and power forever. Amen. Text for consideration today, recorded for us in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, the first 11 verses. We hear these words in verse 10. It says, "Put on the new self, which is continually being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator." God's word is truth. Please be seated. Have you ever read something and thought, that's silly? Who'd do such a thing? They just came up with that as an illustration, but that never happens in real life. My kids wouldn't do that. Then the next day, one of your kids does that exact thing. And you notice it happens all the time. And the thing of it is, before you never realized it, but now someone has drawn attention to it. You notice it every time. The story was a dry spring, and the young peach tree in full blossom needed some water. So the father says to his son, "Could you water the tree today?" "Sure, father." Young son got out the hose, aimed its spray directly at the newly formed blossoms at the end of its branches, and gave it plenty of water. The father was not happy. Who would do that, right? Watch a four-year-old water plants. They do it all the time. They take the little watering can you have for them, and they fill it up, and they go from flower blossom to flower blossom until they are drenched. Now, the defense of all four-year-olds out there, you parents probably said, "Go water the flowers," and they took those words literally. And logically, I can understand where they are coming from, because from the flowers come the fruit, and so you would think to water the flower blossoms, each petal must be drenched to get a bigger pumpkin. But that isn't how you do it. You know better. You learned the hard way, or someone else told you again and again that that is not the way how you do it. What you do is you water the roots. The roots need the water. The roots need the nourishment. And from the roots flow the nutrients that make it to the flower, that empower the flower, that make the fruits form from the flower. The fruits of the Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And they come from the flowers of the faithful. And as Christians, we want to produce fruits of faith. What joy there is to see within us and within fellow believers producing compassion, kindness, and humility. How great it is to see fellow believers forgive whatever grievances that they have against one another. And then the four-year-old logic kicks in. We want to water the flower petals while ignoring the roots of our faith. We want to kickstart and grow compassion, so we water flower petals. We have a compassion campaign, a peace campaign, a love campaign, just drench them. We have a tendency to focus on that, but forget where compassion, peace, and love come from. We do not focus on the roots and wonder why the fruits of faith fail. Water the roots. Water your faith with the means of grace, word, and sacraments. Let your roots be drenched in the word. Let the air bubble out. Let the soil of life around you be sopping wet with word and sacrament. Let the living water, Jesus Christ, get into the roots of your essence. Renewal comes from something deeper than service. It comes from faith. It comes from watering your faith, not the flowers. It's your identity in Christ. You know, who are you? Who determines that? In the first lesson, the angel of the Lord gets a guy and puts him in front of Satan. And now the Lord doesn't get a guy out of the bar or the brothel. He gets the high priest and says of him, "Isn't this man a burning stick plucked from a fire?" His clothes were dirty, representing the sin that smears his reputation and his soul before the Lord. And the Lord has his dirty clothes removed and new clean clothes put on. And he says, "See, I've taken your guilt away from you." And the high priest, on his turban, his hat, has a golden crown with the words, "Holy to the Lord." And the Lord snatched him from the gates of hell and sees him as holy. And therefore, those baptized in Christ, with your roots watered well with the word of God and sacrament, see our identity. The burning stick plucked from the fire, that's us. We were dead in sin, filled with anger and evil, and yet we were buried with Christ. We were made alive with Christ and now live. And Lazarus, you ever think of yourself like Lazarus? Dead for 4 days and brought back to life by the power of the Word of God. I bet people look differently at Lazarus. I bet Lazarus lived differently. The sexual immorality, the evil desires, the greed, the malice, the slander, the ungodly language and lies. Who knows if that was there before? But now those temptations didn't have a chance to occupy his soul. His identity changed because he was brought back to life by Jesus Christ and his word. He isn't too much different than you and me. We too are made alive by the power of his word. And we know our identity in Christ. And yet we need to plead, God, forgive me for not having fruits of faith, but having the fruits of the sinful nature. The greed, the malice, all that list that we see in the book of Colossians chapter 3. The former things. And God forgives, right? He is the one who snatched us from the fire. We wear the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ. Our sin and guilt are cleansed. Our roots are well watered. Renewal takes place. And yet even in this we struggle. We have the tendency to take the watering can and spray the flower petals and expect fruits to grow, but the roots don't receive a drop. As if date night's will fix it all. As if reading a story to your kid will take back the 7 months you've been gone. As if asking grandma for $20 instead of taking it out of her purse will take care of the 20 times you stole it out of her purse. As if 5 kind words will fix it all. You're watering the flower petals. And I see how you think it makes sense logically, but you know better. The fruits of faith come from the roots. Water the roots. Start there. Be in the Word and the Sacrament. Be in Bible study with fellow believers. Be in worship. Be filled up with the means of grace. God has given you 24 hours a day, and each minute is a gift. And now I know the temptation is to think that we don't have time to read His Word, to be with fellow believers looking at 1 Peter in the Bible study, or to be in a growth group, or to be in Sunday school, or to be in worship. Yet you drive a truck, and it doesn't matter how much time you don't have. You put gas into it. Because you know what happens. If you don't, is our faith driving on empty? Water the roots. Is life wilted? Water the roots. Are the fruits of faith not there in your life? Well, water the roots. That's where the renewal takes place. It's about the Word. It's about you and the Lord. Believers center their lives on the risen and ascended Christ. Christ has given your identity. Your status has changed. Your life has too. And in view of the identity God has given you, put on the new self, which is continually being renewed by being in the Word and Sacrament. Amen.